שיקשון תאבו יאבוי ושפי יצר החוס וכינו לדתו יבוי ודתו יצא בא לשאלו יוצא אשתו אימו So the Torah tells us at the beginning of the first Eilam, Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lifneihem. These are the Mishpatim which you place in front of them. We mentioned the Shavuos on Thursday. We want to elaborate a different oifin. The Torah tells us, just like Ma Eilu Misinai Af Eilu Misinai. So too these are from Sinai. And maybe we can explain Pshat, that's the Pashat Pshat over here, Rabbi Sai. That just like when we had the Seres Adibris from Sinai, so too the Mishpatim, which Be'etzem are Binon Lachaveir de Gedinim, between man and man, the Derech Klal, Mishpatim, the Paj Mishpatim, a lot of them are man, between man and man. And because the tendency between man and man is to be, to take it lightly, to treat them as, okay, the person, his tendency is to treat Bein Olam Lamokoyim in a higher oifin. Because between you and Hashem, we have to realize, no, that all the Mishpatim, the Mishpatei Sinai, they come from Sinai. And the interaction between man and man to its finest detail. So we have to realize they're not just moral codes, the meaning of the interaction between the person, the interaction between man and man. Judaism preaches that the interaction between man and man has to be a level that you have to understand that this man is somebody that comes from Sinai. And he also heard on Sinai. As we spoke about a little bit in the spirit of the word, earthly shmooze, about the yesoid of understanding the human person and the godless of a Ben Yisrael, that's Lagabi Atzma. When in Ron Chavei, we have to understand Lagabi Yedin Mensh, Rabbi, every person, Rabbi, especially Klal Yisrael, Rabbi, how we have to treat them with the small silver gloves, to treat them with the highest way, the highest format, Rabbi, the highest form, to realize that this person is also Shabbat Sina. And the God-given laws of interpersonal relationships between us and fellow man or Baisai are a different level, of a different level that was expected of Yidin towards Yidin and Yidin being towards Goyim. We're different, expected a different level of a relationship between man and man. And that's why the person, right away, we speak about Kisik Ne'evet Ivri, we spoke about last week, I take care, but Chazal tells a Pelot de Gazach. The Pasuk says, and we mentioned before, in Begapo, Yobegapo, Yezeb Bali Shahu, Vyotze Ishto Ima. The man was married, so his wife goes out with him. His wife goes out with him. She never went to slavery, Fekrash. She never went to slavery. How is she going out? Elo magid hakosuf shakoyne evit ivri chayev mizonis ishtoy banam. The person who buys evit ivri, people, Chazal teach us, he's chayev to mafarnes to give the children and the wife of this evit ivri. This evit ivri now, everything that he owns goes. He works now. I'm sorry, he works for this master. Who's going to support his wife and family back home? Because I'll tell us, you, master, you have to take care of the children, the wife that's back home. Zok to Ramban. Ba'nira ba'enai. Shehu nichnas b'mokom ha'ba'al. Ki chom la ha'toira le'ish v'abonim. Shechayim pluyim l'minegim mitzapim u'dei ha'ba'al. This wife and these children, what are they going to do now? Their breadwinner. Who's the breadwinner in the family? The husband. He's gone. He's in slavery. He's working for a boss. He's working for a master. He has to pay up whatever he had to pay up now. So to go to the master. Whether he had to pay him back and set to the gnevah that he did. Who's going to fire the family? Okay. Too bad, George. Too bad. So what? You're a ganav. You're a ganav. You're a ganav. Called to a ganav. You stole. So what, did your family have to suffer? Should have married this guy. Who set you up with him in the first place? He's a ganav. People warn you not to go out with a bachur from that yeshiva. People warn you not to go out with such a bachur. She went out with it, too bad. No. Torah says, well, at the end of the day, she's going to starve. She's not going to have anything to find herself. The children are sitting at home. The Torah had rachmanis, Rabbi Sam. She's sick now, every ivri. Sheish nim yavo, the last 3 years. If he's a married man, his wife goes out of slavery with him. Why? Till now she's also in the slave. What does that mean? That the master of the slave, he bought it out of Ivri. Put the family, the children, comes out not so. He becomes Mokum Abal. Okay, lo yala odin rachiv abal bilvad, yikach masiyatim. Whatever the work he does, the Baal does, he has to try to feed, support the family. He has to be doeg for that. Well, there's no one to be doeg with a man that sold to slavery. You see the godless of the Torah, boy, saying that in the world out there, they're worried. You send a guy to jail. Guys go to jail. Does anybody worry about the children? Anybody worry about the family? Is this jail, that jail man? No worries about it. Hey, maybe family members will help out. But the Torah is with Sadi here, Rabbi Sam. Because the Torah understands that we have to go the Fnimishur Sakhar. We have to go a little bit beyond the Jalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalal That's law, Rabbi Yisrael. Lift the Mishur Zadin. The going is with die. Lift the Mishur Zadin for Talmud Yechachom. The Shuas is din. But here the Torah says the master, the Jewish master, is expected to take care of the children and the family. No one's going to take care of them. The Torah is doing for every person. The Torah understands the nature of the interpersonal relationships that we have to dig deeper about inside. We have to look deep into the person's psyche. We have to look deep into the person's mannerisms. We have to look deep into the person about inside to know who he is. And take care and have chemla and have mercy on every bird, every soul of us, no matter who he is. We care about other people of us. That's what the Torah teaches us. To care about the human person. You know how harsh that person is. To care about his shame. Care about his busha. Care about what's going on. What did the master do? You're taking him as a slave, worry about his family. You have a tzivut to worry about his family. How much the Torah wants us to get ourselves involved, to worry about what's going on with somebody else. That's the chiyuv of the Torah. The chiyuv of the Torah is to be concerned, have mercy on other people who are less fortunate, or things that are going on wrong with them, to look out for them, and to have mercy on them, to take care of them. The Torah says you have to be caring and concerning people, and to worry about every soul. And to realize that every person, everyone, is chashuv, and we have to worry out. We have to care for them and worry for them. People, you know, b'derech klal, people in life are very self-centered. People don't worry about themselves. They worry too much about themselves. They don't worry about what's going on around them. They don't take care, have in mind to think about somebody else on the street or somebody else going by. And it's because we don't have the proper attitude of what the Torah wants for a person. The Torah wants us to worry about other people, to think about other people, to have them on our minds. And Kesef Tal V'Esa'on, so he says in this parashah, Kesef Tal V'Esa'on, Esa'ami Esa'oni Imo. As I was saying, when you go and lend the Oni Esa'oni Imo, so Parashah Parashah Parashah, you should feel like you're the Oni. Now why? Just give the money and be a cold turkey and that's it. Guy comes to your door, here, tzedakah please, here, here's 5 shekels, and that's it. Because I'll say that's not how you give money. That's how we give money. The kesef kal v'zami, that's the only imach. When you give money to somebody, you give somebody the only phone who's unfortunate, what Chazal says, it's the only imach, you're supposed to feel in his place. You're supposed to empathize and sympathize with that person. You're not supposed to just stand, pay his stuff. You're supposed to feel that, invite him in, how's he doing, what's going on with him. You're supposed to care for the people when we deal with the places, other people. You're supposed to feel for them. The Torah wants you to feel for others. Less fortunate. People who are less matzavim. Even if you can't help them out sometimes, but you can feel for them. The guy comes to the door, and you really want to give him what you don't have. I'm sorry, you know, slam the door in his face. Another guy coming to the door. To feel for others, of course, to realize this, that every single person is special. But to have in your heart to have some feeling for them. To be managed, that's the situation. Today we came in a generation, we're a stone-hearted generation. There's no feeling if we give money to somebody. The guy's going through it, sorry, he comes around, okay, you have to know, so like we spoke in the Shilas, there are people that are fakers. They're not emistic. But the people that are really, really broken, Rabbi Yisai, and they're going through tzaris. They come around raising money, Rabbi Yisai. How do people feel? They'll give them money, very cold-hearted. Take out $20 with his mom, quickly, he doesn't even want to look the guy in the face, because he might have to have some rough monies on the guy. You know, look at saw, get the $20 quickly. Go over and to feel for the person, to talk to him. Because I was spoken before, a person gives a honey stalker and he talks to him, he gets much more loving brachas, Chazal said. He takes out time to speak to the honey, speak to less fortunate boys. Like Doyle Euler boys, who used to speak to Mamish crazy people, used to come to them, these days to talk with them. Mamish talk with them. He gave them time because they were less fortunate, Taka. People would call Rav Moshe Feinstein's house and ask him, what time is Meir Shabbos? A woman used to call, every week to call, what time is Meir Shabbos? She could have bought the calendar. They should have got to the Tel Zishim with the Charoises. She could have got a Tal calendar. She could have looked on that calendar. She felt it was Rav Moshe's time was precious, by saying. He took out time, Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was once coming out and of the MTJ, and he had to go to a very big important meeting for Etzis Gedolei HaTorah, and a guy came over to him. And he started to talk to him, telling all his woes and sorrows for about 20 minutes. And the people around him was complaining. But shit, this man has to start, you know, take it easy, you know, he has to tell me his sorrows. The whole Gedolei had been waiting for Moshe. The Moshe was, he didn't do it on purpose. The guy came home and started telling his woes. You think, the meeting of the Gedolei, that's Gedolei HaTorah. Because God wants us to be good and take care of the poor hearted, the weak hearted, people in bad situations, Rabbi Yisrael. Doing the oil, that's what they did, Rabbi Yisrael. That's what they taught us. That it doesn't matter how frail, how schwach, how prepared, the weaker the person, the more you have to help them out. But the value to make time. No one cares about these people, Rabbi Yisrael. No one cares. No one cares about even people around them, but certainly not people that are a little dejected. Okay. But the person, it starts the caring about your roommate. That's where it starts. It starts by caring about your yeshiva mate. It starts by caring about people around you. You see a guy dejected, I had a Talmud in a voice. I had a Talmud. And that Lamaisa, he's very close. He's tapped one of the very chashuvim today. He's a big Ben Tori. He's going to be a future Adam God in a voice. And he became a bit biased by me. And how did he become a bit biased by me? One time I saw him after, it was a Shabbaton, whatever, I saw him and he looked a little bit down. I went over to him, I started to talk to him, he told me, whatever, he had certain sorrows in life. But the fact that I spoke to him, of course, and I took care of him at that moment, it was a big juncture in his life. He didn't know what he was going to do with his life. And today, Baruch Hashem, he's sitting and learning, he's a big Talmid Chacham. Just for the few minutes I went over to him, I just saw him dejected. It was some feeling in your heart. Somebody going through a hard time. It was like, see a guy dejected. I mean, you leave him in his sorrow. Let him drown in his sorrow. Well, you go over to him, you pat him on the shoulder. Have a good day, George. And you walk right out the room. I'm not a psychologist. I never had training. I'm not a rabbi. I'm not a rebbe. It's fakir, Rabbi said. Sometimes you just say one good word, Rabbi said. One good word. I once said a story over here that's in the book for Rabbi Brizak, Tori Brizak. He wrote a book that he was once walking in the Beit Yaakov neighborhood as long as there's the bus stop. I saw a kid from the neighborhood. He wasn't such a frum kid. He was like still, you know, looked like he was a little dejected, going off a little bit. And he walked by, and he walked by the bus stop, and he was thinking, you know, should he say, he walked away up first. Should I say hello to him? Should I say something to him? And I say, you know what? I'll just go back and say something about it. And I passed him over, but maybe I'll give him a good feeling, say something. So he went over to him, he said, how you doing? He talked to him for a few minutes. Kid said, the guy came back many years later, he says, Rabbi Beza, you should just know that that time, John, I was thinking of going off the D. I was holding, but I was very close to it. And it was because no one paid attention to me, nothing. And when you came over, so you walked back to me and just said hello to me. And after that, I decided that, you know, good people could do such a thing. I'm going to go stay on the D. And he got in, found his way back, and Baruch Hashem, he's sitting here in the room here in the back. No, it's about the Maisa. But at the end of the day, but say so many people, the people's stories of, someone just told me, I read one of those Mishpacha stories, but I said, we could believe it, don't believe it. But also, there was a story, someone just showed it, just so recently, a mamish story of a guy in the yeshiva, and Lamaisa, he was having problems finding the Harusa, and Lamaisa, he decided, all of a sudden this guy came over, started to be friendly with him, and he started to take him on for a Harusa. And Lamaisa, this guy, he got confidence, he started getting better, and Lamaisa, he wrote a letter to this guy. The guy who was having trouble getting Harusa wrote a letter to this guy, became his Harusa, you should know, for weeks and months I was having a hard time getting Harusa. And I was thinking of leaving yeshiva, and I was even thinking of committing suicide. I didn't think I had friends. And then you came over to me, and you learned with me, you gave me physic, and your mamish made me feel good about myself. That gave me the confidence to go on and become a real bacha. And today I'm getting married. He left yeshiva, and he wrote to this guy after 5 years later. He wrote back to this guy and said, I want you to come to my wedding. Obviously, getting married today. I'm getting married today. Obviously, I'm around today. It's because that one day when you came over, I was thinking mamish leaving yeshiva, and even running away, maybe committing suicide. I was so felt so low about myself. You don't understand how just a word, a concern, we concerned about somebody else's life. How much it means to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You could save somebody's life by being nice to him. We think it's a petty zah. He's saying nice. A lot of people today, especially today's generation, people are very low about themselves. They don't have self confidence. They're down. And sometimes the guy you think is mamish, he's mamish, the most popular guy, and sometimes he himself needs chizuk. You go over to him, make a chavrusa with him, you be nice to him, Rabbi Yisrael. You change his life forever, Rabbi Yisrael. That's what this guy did. He made a chavrusa, he said, he changed my life forever, Rabbi Yisrael. And for generations, forever and ever, you were the instrument, not his Rebbe, not his parents, not his Rosh Yeshiva. You, Shloimei Pfeffenheimer, you went over, you made a chavrusa with him, you changed his life forever, Rabbi Yisrael. We don't understand what it means. The Torah wants us to have mercy, to think about others, to put ourselves in their place. And the Ezer Hashem, that's the shleimus of the mitzvah Eilam Mishpatim. These are the mishpatim that Hashem gave, that Hashem taught us. And the derech of interpersonal relationship is that we should have empathy and sympathy for others. We should get ourselves involved in other people's lives. We should think about people. We should think about people that are less fortunate. By doing so, Rabbi Yisrael, this is the emes shleimus of the human being, Rabbi Yisrael. We emulate Hashem in that way. We zirchah to all the brachas and that's lachas and chayim.
Amen.